Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. What are the difference? The first one is the original site. That's where you can go to find the show and the archives of the show, thousands of those. You can read articles, and you can find our Brain Trust members, and all three of those are arranged in a handy little library tabulation kind of a thing, a little schedule to show you 30 or so different topics you can look up information on, and so I hope you'll check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and check out our blog while you're there, too. We update that every weekday, and that's not your grandfather's blog, folks. That's a multimedia blog. And then you can check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's the that's where you get small business answers now. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the chief home officer, the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. We got lots of books here, folks. He's our good friend. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you, Jeff. We've missed you. You've been gone a few weeks.
It's been a while, and I want to congratulate you on AskJim.biz. It's a, you know, been taking a look through and working with you on that. It's a wonderful repository of all things business, and you got some really good home office stuff in there, too, so people should be looking at that. I don't know where that came from. That's some, just some wonderful goodies in there.
Imagine where that might have come from, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable. Not to say I'm some self-serving shill here, but, you know.
No shameless self-promotion here, right?
Exactly.
No, but we couldn't have done Ask Jim without you, and we appreciate it very much. We're very proud of Ask Jim, and seriously, I know you agree, you joined me in encouraging folks to go there and use it, because it is free, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely, there is no barrier to entry. It is free. If you can show up and get there, then we're going to let you in and let you use it to your little heart's content, and it will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Jeffrey, you write a lot about technology.
Yes,
and
I do.
Especially small business technology, especially micropreneur technology, and things that the little individual devices and applications that individuals and small businesses can use. What's the news out there in that world?
Well, what's interesting is and you know, a lot of what I write looks at small biz. It looks at, you know, big biz who has to think like small biz. And
right.
Quite often I'm fond of saying that you're either an entrepreneur or you think like one. So even if you work for a Fortune 100 or Fortune 500 or Fortune 1000, you know, often you're put in a position to be the entrepreneur within your department that you manage, that you oversee. You may even be an employee who doesn't oversee anyone else necessarily, but you got to think agile and you got to think
must
on your feet.
Be that way in the 21st century. I, as you know, Jeffrey, I've been talking about entrepreneurial employees for a long time. Every organization must be entrepreneurial in the 21st century, and employees must be the same way.
It's absolutely a requirement. And so what we see today, for better or for worse, now there's some good sides and some bad sides to some of the things that are going on, but I did an article for the Sun Sentinel. I know you're going to be talking about multitasking in a bit. I did an article for the Sun Sentinel for my BizTech column looking at people who multitask and how they take their work on the road. And, for example, I interviewed a gentleman who's a sales rep. And so he's on the road all day, every day. So before he leaves his office, he checks his email, any that may have come in overnight. He checks his voicemail from home. He checks his office voicemail and email from home and replies to those emails that need replying and then responds to those voicemails that need a response at that hour so he can sort of be clear of mind when commuting. But then he's got an hour-long commute to get into the office. I spoke to a woman who's got a 15-minute commute but is then on the road much of the day. How do you make the most of your time? And the fact that your employer may have given you a PDA, a personal digital assistant,
like
you know, an
BlackBerry.
iPad, a Palm, a BlackBerry, you know, it doesn't suffice that they gave you the tool. It's how you use the tool to make you most effective while staying, you know, within the bounds of good taste at, you know, and safety while driving around town and being in meetings and the like out there. So there's a lot of considerations.
Well, the cell phone, you know, Jeffrey, I remember when I used to work at Territory many years ago, decades ago, for Xerox. And I was in my car, you know, every day, all day. And traveling around in a geography and of you know, the state doing business with folks. And I would have loved to have had a cell phone.
Right.
Just a plain old cell phone bolted to the floor of my car, let alone one I could put in my pocket. But I didn't have one. I used a lot of pay phones. I used a lot of office phones in the offices that I was, you know, I'd get there and use the phone to check my messages before I went into the call. Before I left, I'd check them on the way out. And things were simpler then, but I didn't get as much done, I think, maybe in those days as I do now.
Well, I think there's two things. Things may have been simpler. You may not have gotten as much done, but you also, the expectation wasn't there. As much work was not heaped upon us, or at least the expectation of how to get it done.
That's right.
Today we have a convergent device. The convergent device is that BlackBerry, or is that T-Mobile product. It's not T-Mobile, but, you know, that's a carrier like Singular or Wired or Verizon. But we have those products out there that can enable us to have, for example, our cell phone, our PDA, our contact list, our calendar, email. We can download attachments. We can look at Word docs or any Office doc that's out there, and people are expecting us to take a look at it. And two things come to mind. One is I alluded to safety. Some municipalities, some states are getting fed up with people, what they call DWT, driving while texting. And there's been a backlash where 38 states around the country have been considering laws against DWT, and several, including, for example, Washington State and Oregon, I believe, have actually passed laws that ban driving while texting. You know, you would think, duh, but in some places, you know, there ought to be a law about that.
Well, you know, some cities have banned the use of cell phones, talking on cell phones while you're driving.
Right.
And I'm not sure, but I think some of them even exclude the use of the Bluetooth.
Right.
Am I right about that?
Well, I know some places. I know New Jersey, for example, as a state, is very, very aggressive in enforcement of laws banning cell phone use. I'm not sure.
But it's okay to drive down the road 100 miles an hour in a black Suburban and not have your seatbelt buckled, though. That's okay, though, right?
Well, if you're going to mediate a high-level meeting here between a team and a radio personality, then, you know, then you've got your priorities straight. But we're
Jeffrey,
not
hold on to that thought, folks. We're going to come back and talk about some more of this with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He is the chief home officer. Stay with us.
It's time to go home. Then he makes it fast with one more thing. I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion I chose to create.
A little bit of Chicago for you there. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Jeffrey Zabar, is our guest. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com. They can find your books there, can't they?
Find books, find content, always posting new stuff. Got a lot of good articles up there on technology, on work-life balance, on being the entrepreneur when you are a W-2er.
Absolutely. Check it out. Jeff, we're talking about using the most of our time when we're traveling, when we're moving around. A lot of people commuting on trains, especially, you know, in the big cities, and or maybe buses, or maybe they're carpooling. You know, they could be carpooling or something like that to work, or you know, other things. They could be at a meeting or a ball game or something. There are a lot of different ways to stay productive these days, aren't there? But you got to be safe about it. And, you know, it's bad enough to, and I admit, I have a confession to make. I use my cell phone while I'm driving.
Right.
I don't typically check my email while I'm moving because I don't have a Crackberry. I have a Blackberry. It's not a real, you know, I don't have to check my email every half a second. But I do use the phone. I do talk on the phone while I'm driving.
Well,
some
I don't
states
see that
and
Yeah, sure. I don't see that there's a problem with talking on the phone. You know, it's not the talking, because you can talk to a passenger and it's no different.
Right.
I think that there's a couple things that come to mind. One, it's the dialing and answering of a phone. So I just bought a new phone and it has hands-free dialing. It has voice-activated dialing, which is really a
cool option. Does that work all right?
I haven't really gotten into it yet. I had demoed it earlier a couple years ago and had really gotten into the feel of it then. And it was almost like those voice recognition software for your computer that if you train them, you go through a tutorial with it so it can help understand your voice. I mean, you're not going to say, call Jim Blassingame and have it, you know, understand
right.
that. You have to say, call Jim Blassingame. You know, you speak
mm-hmm.
a little slower, a little clearer, and then it'll dial out. So, but the point is that it keeps your hands on the wheel for the most part, to make that happen. So I think it's important that we do that. You know, not talking on the phone, I think, is unrealistic. It's the dialing and hanging up. It's the, you know, the fumbling with the phone that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you have an earbud, whether it's wired or Bluetooth, that's really a great technology to embrace for many reasons. I mean,
so the key is technology to add to your technology to make you safe while you're talking on the phone.
Safe and focused. I mean, I think that's one of the things you have to keep in mind.
And let's point one other thing out, Jeffrey. It might keep me safe.
Right.
From you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, you know, there was an article recently about an accident caused by a gentleman who was texting while he was driving. But it spoke of he hit this guy who hit that guy who hit that guy. I mean, you talk about defensive driving.
I don't understand. I'm fairly dexterous, and I don't see how anybody could actually be moving down the road texting. I mean, that's just bizarre to me.
Well, it's especially difficult when you have your Dunkin' Donuts coffee in
the other hand. That's a problem, too.
I've not mastered that one. I still try every day. I just go ahead
and shove the donut in. I don't understand. I mean, that's just that makes no sense at all.
I don't understand the compelling need.
It's hard enough. It's hard enough to just, you know, push the receipt button when you get a call.
Right. And I think that I don't understand the compelling need. Somewhere in the brain, there's a disconnect between, you know, expediency and safety, where somebody says, "I got to get to that email now."
Has this become the new drug?
I think we speak of it as the crackberry, but I think it's the community. You know, the crack. How are we going to morph this one? Crack communications or something like that, or cracktivity? I don't know. It's the productivity, the expectation. You know, as an entrepreneur, there is the expectation that if I don't get mm-hmm. to that email right away, that person's going to go to another vendor and take that piece of business, whether it's $1,000 or $100,000. If I don't respond right now, it's going to happen. You know, in PR, that often the media will call you, and I had a call from somebody from the Wall Street mm-hmm. Journal last week that I didn't respond within like 4 hours because I wasn't here.
Right.
By the time I got to him, he had gone elsewhere, and that happens with me as a journalist. I'm like,
right.
Someone will call me back as quickly as they can. Sorry, it's too late. You know, we think we need to be on it all the time right now. We've built that expectation. You speak of not having cell phones. People then didn't expect to get in touch with you.
That's right.
There were going to be blocks of time. You're going to be, can you imagine, unavailable?
Mm-hmm.
Now there is no unavailability. And so we've come to feed that. And there are times that I see an email from somebody in my inbox, I'm going to sit on it for a little bit. Because I'm not going to give them the expectation that the moment they email me, they will immediately get a response.
Well, the other thing is, if you have somebody that you're in the middle of something with and they need to talk to you, you guys are moving a project along, for whatever, a customer or whatever. If you're going to be moving, let them know. Give them a call and say, don't text me, call me.
Right.
For the next hour, I'm going to be in the car. Please don't text me, call me.
Right.
If we have to talk.
And I think it's important that we set those expectations, because in as much as we become addicted to the communications on our end, people will become addicted to that immediate gratification, that expectation that we're going to respond in kind right away.
But Jeff, if you're sitting next to me in a restaurant, I sure am happy for texting if you must make contact.
Exactly.
I don't like
you
talking on your phone next to me in a restaurant. Hey, Jeff.
That's taboo.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That would be me.
Check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Jim, always great.
Quick break. Right back with Pierce Howard. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.